আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন, আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়িদিল মুরসালিন, আম্মা বাদ, আউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম, বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম। আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ, ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ। الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاحتكاف. شيخ طريقت أمير السنة حضرت أبو بلال محمد الياس الطار قادري Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya mentions in one of his Risail, which is called Bimar Abid, which has been translated by the translation Majlis, Illing Worshipper. On page 1, Amir-e-Sunnat mentions the blessings of Durood Sharif, that the blessed and the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has stated, O people, without doubt, the one attaining salvation quickly on the day of judgment from its horror and accountability will be the one amongst you who will have recited salat upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, reciting Salatul Nabi upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is a means of salvation. On that day, everyone will be worried about themselves. Everyone, a father will not care about his son at that day. A mother will not be worried about her son. A child will not be worried about his father or his mother on that day. And that day, salvation is gained through reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance. So my dear Islamic brothers, to attain salvation in this world and the next, get used to the habit of reciting Salatul Nabi, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, the more salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam we will recite, the more of our problems will be removed, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we are gathered here, and this gathering is for supplication of well-being. Alhamdulillah, this is one of the works of Dawat Islami, which arranges this type of gatherings, this type of ijtimaas. So those who are in distress, who are in difficulty, who are in problem, who have illnesses, through this type of gathering, and through supplication, du'as of those who have gathered, that the problems of illnesses of these people are removed. Also, Salat al-Hajat is performed after this gathering, and dua supplication is made. And we pray that may Allah Azza wa Jal remove our difficulties, our problems, our illnesses because of gatherings like this. Ameen bijahil nabil, ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, many years before the birth of the beloved and the blessed Prophet, our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there lived a very cruel king whose kingdom was established and maintained on the strength of a powerful magician. Now when this magician, he became old, he told the king that his death is close. Therefore, send a young man to him by whom that he could teach this magic to, so that after his death, that the king, your kingdom does not experience any decline. Because this kingdom was established upon this magic. So that then the king appointed one young man from amongst the people who would go to this magician to learn the tricks of magic. So on a regular routine, he would go, on a regular basis, he will go to this magician and learn different tricks of magic. On the way to this magician, there lived a raib, who we can call a monk. Not the monks of today, but the monk of the time of Hazrat Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Those who were on the true teaching of the Injil, of the Bible. The teaching of Hazrat Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And these were people who had cut themselves off from the world, from the dunya. They have isolated themselves from the dunya. And they were busy in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. They were busy in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was them type of monks. So, as this young man used to pass by this monk, he would see him involved in worship. One day, he decided to sit with him. And when he sat with him, he felt this power, this strength. Something different. Although this young man was learning magic, some powerful things. But when he sat with this monk, he felt something great, something different. And he sat in the company of this devoted monk and his heart became illuminated with divine light. One day, whilst on the way, a huge monster. Now this monster had stopped the pathway. Now this young man thought to himself, why don't I test myself today? That if that monk, the teaching of the monk, that power which I feel of the monk, if that is true, then let's test upon this. So he picked up a very small stone. And he threw it at that monster. With this intention that if the teaching, if the way, if the religion of that monk is the truth, then this monster will die. He was testing the religion of this monk. So he picked this stone up and he threw it at the monster, saying, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, if the religion of the monk is true, then destroy this monster." As soon as that stone hit that monster, it died. This miracle brought tremendous fame to that young man who had become such a means of supplication, such a means of acceptance of dua, that any person inflicted with any sickness who came to him, he would supplicate and he would be cured through this. He would be cured through his duas. And then that person would declare faith on Hazrat Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. What happened was, the king, that cruel king, his minister became blind all of a sudden. And this minister, he went here, he went there, tried to get a cure for his blindness. He did not get cured anyway. So then he heard about this young man who supplicates, who makes dua, whatever the illness is, whatever the problem is, that person is cured. So he came to this young man. The young man supplicated and his duas were answered. But that minister of the king, he gained his eyesight back. Just with the supplication of the duas of that young man, And this minister also became a devoted believer. He accepted faith upon Hazrat Isa ala Nabiyyina wa Salaam. Now when this minister, he gained his sight, the king knew of what had happened to the minister. The minister, he reached the court of the king. When the king saw that my minister, he was blind, how did he gain his sight? So he asked him, what is the means of your cure? Upon this, the minister replied, my Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal has cured me. My Lord has cured me. Now what had happened at that time, this king, this cruel king, he had declared himself to be God. Na'udhu billah. He declared himself to be God. So, when this minister of the king, he said that, my Lord has cured me. The king asked the minister, who is your Lord beside me? And whom did you learn this religion from? So after this, the minister got frightened, he got scared. The minister informed the king about that, the address of that young man, whose supplication was the means of his cure. Then the king brought that young man in his court, tortured him. And the young man eventually told the king regarding the monk. Now what did the king do? He brought the monk and his minister together. He told them to refuse their religion. They both did not. They stayed steadfast on the religion. The king ordered his men to cut their bodies into two. Cut their bodies into two with a handsaw. And even in that state, they did not refuse. So they were made martyred. Their bodies were cut into two. Then he tried to influence that young man. He tried to scare him through these means, to give up Islam, to give up his faith. But this young man, he refused. Then what did the king do? He ordered his guard with the instructions, take this young man to the peaks of the mountains and throw him off from there. Throw him off from the peak of the mountains. The guards took him to the mountains. They got to the peak of the mountain. This young man, because he was a means of some answer of supplication, of du'as, he supplicated. The mountains started to tremble. The king's man all died. He came back into the court of the king. And the king told him, what had happened? Again, he sent some of more of his men, take him into the middle of the ocean, into the middle of the sea, and drown him there. When the ship reached the middle of the sea, the young man again made supplication, made dua, to which the guard sank to the bottom of the sea, whilst the young man remain unharmed. Now eventually, the young man explained to the king, look, through any of your evil means, you cannot kill me like this. If you really want to take my life, then my advice is, you call all the people, gather everyone, and in the presence of the entire crowd, tie me up to a stick. And when you have tied me up to this stick, shoot an arrow towards me with these words, Bismillahi Rabbil Ghulam. In the name of Allah, the Lord of this servant, shoot an arrow with these words. The king was fed up. You know, how can I get rid of this young man? People are going to start accepting faith. So he did as the young man. He gathered everyone. Everyone gathered, tied him up to this stick, and he shot an arrow with them words. And as soon as that arrow hit that young man, he became a martyr. He gave his life. But what had happened? The effect of this was such that everyone who was present there, when they saw that the king who was claiming himself to be God, na'udhu billah, now he has said the word from his own tongue regarding the name of Allah. So everyone who were present there, they declared faith. They all became believers. And what happened? This infuriated the king even more. He got even more angry. I was trying to get rid of this religion, but everyone has accepted it. So then the king, he ordered his men to dig up a trench and light it up with flames. And everyone who refuses to give up their faith, to throw them into this fire one by one. And like this, one by one, they were being thrown into the fire. Those who refused, no one gave up their faith. Everyone was ready to be thrown into the fire. One by one, they were all thrown into the fire. To the extent, there was a lady, a mother carrying a baby, and the love and the pity for her child made her hesitant. But that infant, that child cried out, Allah, oh my mother, do not be hesitant, because you are on the path of the truth. Now this baby is crying out, oh mother, don't worry, you're on the path of the truth. And when these words came out of this baby's mouth, it made that flame rise to the top. And the fire took the king and his men into it and burnt them into the ashes. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the mention of this incident you will find in the verse 4 of Surah Al-Baruj. Kutila ashabul ukhdudin nari dhatil waqood is hum alayha qood. Under the commentary of these verses of the Holy Quran regarding Ashab al-Ukhdud, and it's mentioned in Para 30 of the Holy Quran, and it's mentioned in Tafsir Azizi, and also with the reference of Sahih Muslim. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what do we learn from this? One of the lessons we learn from this is that the company of the pious are the means of acceptance of supplications. The references, the wasila of the pious have great strength and ability and power. That young man, he gave the wasila, he mentioned that if the religion of this monk was the truth, then destroy this monster, Ya Allah. And Allah destroyed that monster. And what came, those who adopt true faith, those who become true believers, what is the extent that they are the ones whose supplications are answered? Those who truly accept Iman, like that young man. And look, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him? Through his means, many people's supplications were answered. Through his means, many people who were ill, who had any illness, any problem, it was removed. So my dear Islam brothers, whenever we find a company of the pious, try to sit amongst that company and make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that for the sake of these pious people, Ya Allah, remove our difficulties. And inshallah, these difficulties, these problems will be removed. Also, my dear Islam brothers, another lesson, another Madani pearl we learn from this, that the pious people, the Anbiya, the Awliya, the Sahaba, the Ahl al-Bayt, they all went through difficulty. They faced difficulties in the path of Deen. Even our beloved Prophet, the best of mankind, the greatest of prophets, the greatest of beings, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, faced many difficulties. Many difficulties. And it is mentioned in hadith that at times months would pass by, yet no fire was seen from the stove. Meaning the blessed household used to merely survive on water and dates. Nothing was cooked in the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Months could go past like this. And this was not all. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would have stone side and his blessed stomach. This was the hardship which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went through. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would have patches in his clothes. And there is narration of other things of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other difficulties the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced. The other hardships. The hardship which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced from the pagans. They used to throw garbage on the glorious head of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes they used to put animal blood on the blessed door of the blessed house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes they used to put thorns in the blessed pathway of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes they even place camel intestines on the blessed back whilst the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bow down in prayer. Allah. My dear Islamic brothers, these were just some of the difficulties which our beloved Prophet, the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced in the path of these. Who is not aware of the waqi of Taif? We hear about this again and again. When the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to invite the non-believers toward Islam, what did they do? They sent children to throw stones at the blessed body of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the extent, the blessed nalain, the blessed shoes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were full with blood. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, lots of people think that when we come into the deen of Islam, we will not go through hardship, we will not go through difficulty. But in reality, we will be tested. We will go through hardship, we will go through difficulty. But after this difficulty, after this hardship, there is ease. As mentioned, after every hardship, there is ease. And for the believers, those who go through hardship and difficulty on the earth, there will be ease for them in the grave. There will be ease for them on the hereafter, on the day of judgment. Those who go through difficulty in the dunya, there will be ease for them on the day of judgment, when everyone will be in the state of difficulty. So my dear Islamic brothers, this little hardship which we go through in the world, after this there will be ease. But my dear Islam brothers, we are tested like this. And when we are tested in the path of deen, we need to be steadfast. We need to have patience. As those people, we learn from the waqia, the story, the parable before, that those people who were about to be thrown into the fire, they knew this was it. The time is up. You should learn from this, that they knew the time was up. They were going to be thrown in fire. They see people burning in ashes in front of them. Yet they stay steadfast on the deen. Yet they remain steadfast on the deen. They gave their lives. Look at the king, minister, the monk. Their bodies were cut into two. Can you imagine that hardship they went through? And that mother, knowing, carrying that child, that the child is going to be burned. Even then they stayed steadfast upon the deen, my dear Islamic brothers. So today, when we come across any type of hardship, any type of difficulty, we should remember these pious people. We should remember the difficulties the early people faced. The hardship they faced. And we should remain patient. And if you look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Zul Bajadain, he means the one with the two sheets. Why is his name Zul Bajadain? When he embraced Islam, his uncle, his family members, they dragged him out of the house, took everything from him, threw him out to the extent that the clothes on his body, they even took them off. And his mother felt sin. His mother felt sorry. After all, she was a mother. She felt sorry for the child. She bought two pieces of cloth and gave it to him to cover. This was the state of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Have you not heard regarding Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala? Before embracing Islam, look at his life. He was known as to be a young man with a lot of luxury, a lot of, he was in his prime of youth. He would dress up in the best way. He would wear good clothes. He would have good perfume on. He was a young, rich man. But when he embraced Islam, he gave everything for Islam. To the extent when he returned from Habsha. When the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw Mus'ud bin Umair, tears began to flow from the blessed eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remembering that this is that same Mus'ud bin Umair that before embracing for Islam, how was his life? How did he live? And today, when he has embraced Islam, he has his very clothes which have patches in it. This was the state of the Sahaba ikram. The Sahaba Sufa, who were they? There were those Sahaba which did not have any place to live. They would stay in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. You will see, when you go into Masjid al-Nabawi, the place behind the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that raised platform, that is the place of the Sahaba Sufa. These companions, these blessed companions who did not have anywhere to live, anything to eat, anything to wear, they would live there. This was the extent of the difficulties that the Sahaba Ikram went through. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, before we start to think that our difficulty is too much, ponder upon the lives of the pious people. Ponder upon the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, the life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life of the Anbiya Alayhi Salam. Many Anbiya Alayhi Salam were made martyred from Bani Israel. So my dear Islam brothers, when we face a difficulty, whether it is related with our health, whether it is related with our children, our property, our dignity, our respect, our honor, or it may be with any of our life, any type of difficulty with our health, whatever the problem may be, my dear Islam brothers, if you may be first, you might have had TB, then you might have a cancer. Then on top of this, you're told you got another illness, or your kidneys have failed, or you might be told your parents have been taken into hospital, or someone in your family has had a car crash, is in the coma. These type of difficulties, these type of problems you might be facing, or it could be another side. Some people face different type of difficulties, some through illnesses, some through worldly examination. Someone, you had borrowed money to someone, someone's run away with your money. Someone took over your property, your land. Someone's not ready to pay you back your money. Thousands of pounds, people I've met, brothers. Hundreds of thousands of pounds, they borrow to someone, the person's run off. People go through this type of difficulty, my dear Islam brothers. So don't get worried if you lost a 10 pound note. Because there are those who are in even more difficulty state. Imagine 100,000 pounds you borrowed to someone and people give like this. Or they invested in a business. Someone cheated on them, run off with the money. Or someone's taken over your land. And this is common. You find that people who have land in Pakistan or some of the other parts of the world, they're living here. Someone's taken over the land. Someone's changed their name. Look at the difficulty one has to go through. One has to go back and forward, go through court cases. Or someone doesn't have children. He feels that this is the one who doesn't have children, what mindset he goes through. I've got no children. 10, 20 years, some people don't have children. And some who have children, but their children are born with such illness, with such problem. They are born handicapped. They have to live with that child. Till he gets older, till he passes away. No, people, you see, some people have, there's one mention of one brother, he had three disabled children. So some people go through this type of problem, or some people have problems, their son is disobedient to them. The child has run away from home. The daughter has run away from home, losing one honor, one respect. Or you might be falsely accused. Some people are falsely accused. Some people are put into jails because of falsely accused. These type of problems, my dear Islam brothers. Oh, someone has done black magic on you. You're going through this state. Your son is going through this state. All these problems, my dear Islam brothers, this is just some of the problems which we go through in our time. But whatever happens, my dear Islam brothers, whatever the difficulties, and keep in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give a difficulty or to someone which he cannot cope with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give a difficulty to someone which he cannot cope with. So whatever difficulty one is with, is that what he can cope with. Now the thing is that we need to be patient about this. So my dear Islam brothers, whatever our problem is, whatever our difficulty is, whatever stress we are going to, be patient. Be steadfast in the deen of Islam. And another side to this is what happens when someone is going through a difficult stage. That person automatically turns to other means. And my dear Islam brothers, whenever we are in a difficult state or we go through a difficult state, where should we be turning to? We should be turning to our Lord Allah, because He is the one who removes all difficulties. He is the one who removes all problems. But what happens is, sadly, in our time, someone is going through difficulty, he starts to take drugs. He's going through a stressed mind, what does he do? You find people who's, what the first thing is, cigarettes. So someone stressed, he's out there puffing away. And then next stage is, can't relax his mind, he starts to take cannabis, he starts to take other means of drugs. Starts to take alcohol. I've met brothers like this, who just to remove stress, just to remove difficulty, they become addicted. I remember meeting one brother. He went through a problem with his family, to the extent that this brother went on to drugs, from them to alcohol, then to heroin, and other major drugs like this. And the state becomes so bad that once you get onto these drugs and you don't have a means of supporting, where do you end up? You ended up in prison. This is where this type of drugs and things are leading. We are thinking, okay, for a short time we have relieved ourselves. Okay, you're in the state of intoxicant. You've eased your mind for a while. But in reality, you have just added to your difficulties. How? Because before you were in the difficulties of the dunya. Now your state is that you are in the difficulty of the afterlife. Because when someone commits this type of sin, when someone drinks alcohol, he will be punished in the grave. He'll be punished in the hereafter. Then imagine, if we are going through a difficulty, if we go into a problem, then forget the difficulties of the dunya. Just imagine the difficulty of the time when Malak al-Maut comes to seize our soul. If person knew the difficulty which the soul is taken out of the body, he will forget the difficulty of the dunya. Now imagine, the difficulty is mentioned in narration. That it's like a thorn, a stick with thorns on it is put in cotton wool. And then it's pulled like this. Imagine the state of that cotton wool, how it rips into pieces. The same way, when the soul is taken out of the body, it is like that state. That is the difficulty one goes through at the time of death. Then imagine the difficulty one goes through in the grave. Imagine the grave squashing your body. Your ribs are being squashed together like this. Imagine the grave being lit up with fire. Isn't that a difficulty? Isn't that a hardship? That difficulty is more severe than the difficulty of the dunya, my dear Islam brothers. Then imagine the difficulty of the day of judgment. Sun being 1.25 miles from our head. Ground being made out of copper. People are drowning in their own sweat. According to their deeds, according to their actions. No shade other than the shade of the Arsh of Allah. What difficulty. That day when a mother will not think about her son. Today what happens is something, a son runs away from home. What is the stress a mother or a father goes through? Imagine that difficulty of that day. And sadly, mothers or fathers, they utter words of kufr. In this type of difficulty in the dunya, they mention words like, Ya Allah, was it only my house which this na'uzu billah zulm was to be done on? This type of words of kufr, Amir al-Sunnah mentions regarding this. People utter words of kufr, because of going through difficulty, they lose their iman. So my dear son, on the day of judgment, that mother who cares so much about her child in the dunya, on that day she will forget her child. She'll be hiding from her child. The son will be hiding from the mother and the father. So imagine the problem, the difficulty which a person will go on that day. So my dear Islam brothers, when we are going through this type of problem, when we are going through this type of difficulty, be steadfast on the deen of Islam. Keep yourself steadfast. Instead of going to the wrong places, doing the wrong things, travel in the way of Allah. Travel on the Madani kafilas of deen. Come into the house of Allah. Sit in the masjid. Supplicate in the court of Allah. Why don't we do this when the difficulty comes? Why do I look for other means? And if we supplicate, what is our state of supplication? We say, Ya Allah, remove this difficulty. There's nothing from the heart. When we start making supplication from our heart, no matter what the difficulties, you will remove. Learn how to supplicate. We don't even know how to supplicate. We don't know how to make dua. People are making dua like this. You know, we're looking at the nails. Right? The hands are like this. Now when you're making dua, close your eyes. Face your palms towards the sky as the qibla of the dua is the sky. Supplicate. Make dua in this way. Close your eyes. Ask Allah to pardon you first of all. To forgive you for your sins which you have committed. Because it is our actions, our sins which are the means of these problems. Sometimes we face difficulties and problems because of our own doings. We haven't educated our children. We didn't bring our children up in the right way. Today we are seeing the difficulty that our children are running away from home. We didn't bring them up in the right way. We didn't teach them the deen. We taught them the dunya. Now they are out of our hands, we were worried. So these difficulties, these problems are because of us. Only if we put our child in the madrasa, if we made our child a hafiz of Quran, if we made our child an alim of deen, that same child will be coming and kissing our hands. That same child will be honoring us and respecting us. This is what the deen gives. But we are looking to educate our children and put ourselves in the love of the dunya. You know, have you ever tried to come in the way of, you know, alhamdulillah, I was talking about when you're in a difficulty, travel on the Madani kafla. You might be thinking, oh, this brother doesn't know my difficulty. He's telling me, I'm already in this state and he wants me to go and stay in the masjid. This is our mentality. We think that, oh, I'm going through this stress, I'm going through this difficulty. He wants me to come and sit in the masjid. My dear Islamic brothers, come and sit in the house of Allah. See how your difficulties are removed. Come and prostrate in the court of Allah. See how your difficulties are removed. How your illnesses are removed. When was the last time we asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We ask help from everyone else. But when do we prostrate in the court of Allah? Alhamdulillah. And these Madani kafilas of Dawat Islami, my dear Islamic brothers. Many people's problems, difficulties are removed. Alhamdulillah, let me give you a Madani Bahar. A Madani kafila, a supplication which was answered of a Madani kafila. The du'as which are answered, and many are like this. You'll find many people who are going through difficulty. 3 days they're given in the way of Allah. How many days? 3 days. Just 3 days they were struggling with the same problem for the last 2-3 years. All they gave was 3 days. Let's make intention. Just 3 days given in the way of Allah. And you see how our problems are removed. Even if our problems are not removed, at least we will gain that piety. We will gain blessings. We will gain that ease in the afterlife. Let me give you a fazilat of a Madani kafila. It's mentioned in Pakistan, in Sindh, a brother, his mother had an operation of her eyes. And this operation went wrong. She lost her eyesight. That poor woman, she lost her eyesight. Fortunately, the young son of that lady met a brother of Dawat Islami, who invited him towards goodness and gave him a mindset to travel on a Madani kafila with the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this brother, he traveled on the Madani kafilas with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he prayed for the sight of his mother on the advice of that young man. And this Madani kafila, they supplicated, they prayed for his mother, and when he returned home, he could not believe his happiness that his mother had regained her sight. Just 3 days in the way of Allah. 3 days in the path of deen. Dua was made. And anyway, a dua of a traveler, a supplication of a traveler is accepted. And that traveler who travels in the way of deen. So my dear Islam brother, whenever we go through, when you have a difficulty or a problem, try to give your more time towards the deen. Inshallah, those who busy themselves in their deen, all their problems, all their things are all dramatically removed. I, alhamdulillah, have experienced this myself. I sometimes can't mention some of the benefits, alhamdulillah, I get, but alhamdulillah, many things I've experienced for myself, the difficulty, problems which I've gone through, travel on a Madani Kafla, alhamdulillah, they're removed. One brother mentioned, for a whole year, he had a bank balance of minus. He's going in overdraft. He goes 3 days. I met him and he said, 3 days I've been on a Madani Kafla. He goes, after that Madani Kafla, for after a long time, a bank balance came out of overdraft. Blessings. 3 days you've given. Alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to turn towards the deen when we go through a difficulty, when we go through a hardship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. The next time, my dear Islam brothers, you think that our difficulty, he doesn't understand my problem. He doesn't understand my difficulty. You think that the problem you are having is too much. No one is going through this. Then let me give you a difficulty which the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all heard the waqi'ah of Karbala. Could one imagine sons being martyred in front of him? Ali Akbar. Brother Abbas. Arms being cut off. Water being stopped. No entry to water, nothing to drink for days. In that state, going into the battlefield knowing that there is no one to look after the women of the household. Could you think that you could go through more difficulty than that? Could our problems be more than that? Knowing that you will go, your life will go. You won't return. There's no one to look after you behind our family members behind us. Sons have been martyred. Nephews have been martyred. Family members have been martyred. They've given their lives. Their heads are lying in front of them. Bodies are lying in front of them. This is what Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu. And what did he do? He prostrated. He gave his life in the state of sajda. He was grateful at that time. He was thankful to his Lord that time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be thankful and to be grateful. Inshallah azawajal. Those brothers who are going through any difficulty, any problem, inshallah, ta'wizat will be given. Afterwards, this is a means of, alhamdulillah, gaining cure. Millions of ta'wizat are given free of charge in the beautiful environment of Dawah Islam. Alhamdulillah, through these ta'wizat, many brothers and sisters gain cure. Try to get these ta'wizat for our problems and difficulties. Alhamdulillah, these are means of removing of many brothers' problems and difficulties. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on the deen of Islam. Protect our iman and keep us away from the whispers of shaitan and give us death in the state of iman in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen.